You're listening to HeritageRadioNetwork.com, bringing you the freshest radio in Brooklyn since 2009. Hear directly from chefs to farmers, artists to architects, authors to brewers, and everyone in between. Check out all of our shows on our website or by searching Heritage Radio Network in the iTunes Store. Whole Foods Market is a proud partner of Edible Manhattan, Edible East End, and Edible Brooklyn. Join us this summer in celebrating good beer with the Edible Team's July 26th event at Brooklyn Academy of Music. Come taste and sip as we pair our favorite selection of pickles and cheeses with Sierra Nevada. Visit www.wholefoodsmarket.com/Bowery for more information.
Hey, we're Cloud Control, and you're listening to HeritageRadioNetwork.com.
Welcome to Hot Grease. I'm your host, Nicole Taylor. Every week on Hot Grease, we bring people back to what's great in food, culinary traditions, cooking at home, knowing your farmer, or even growing your food. I spotlight good food fighters and the culture of the good food movement, from chefs to tastemakers to moms on a budget. Today, we'll be talking ice cream in Huntsville, Alabama, with Chef James Boyce. If you're listening live to Hot Grease on Heritage Radio Network, give us a call, folks. Our number is 718-497-2128. Thank God for cooler weather in the Northeast, because it was scorching the last 2 days. And in the studio to talk cool treats and food in the Yellowhammer State is Chef James Boyce. James began his culinary journey in New York City and now owns 4 restaurants in Alabama. Welcome to Hot Grease.
Well, thank you.
So as you know, everyone is talking about ice cream. Actually, July is National Ice Cream Month. And I know I heard that one of your restaurants in Huntsville, you have this great rotation of ice creams.
That's right. Got to have ice cream down there.
Yes. So which restaurant is it? At Commerce?
Cotton Row restaurant.
So tell me about some of the flavors and what you're doing ice cream there.
Well, traditionally you always start with that vanilla, but we like to throw in some scupperdines, which you might be familiar with. Muscadines.
Oh my God. Muscadines. I haven't heard muscadines in so long. You can't find them here.
They're a little different.
Yes.
A little smaller.
Yes.
A little bit more tart. Another great one down there that we have are the different varieties of honey that we can put in. Amish butter we use, brown butter for the ice cream. Pecans.
I was just about to ask about the pecans.
Right now we're getting that great Georgia peach. So summer's a great time.
What are the favorites at Cotton Row, the ice creams that people are always requesting?
Well, you know, it's funny. We do a mint ice cream
that really
goes well with the peaches. So it's a mint peach ice cream right now.
Mm-hmm.
That's the flavor of the week.
So for some folks, I have an ice cream maker. Mm-hmm. I have not used it this summer at all. And I know you have 2 kids. So I have to ask you, are you making ice cream at home? Do the kids love to make ice cream?
We make popsicles.
Uh-huh.
We're not an ice cream maker, but we do some great flavored popsicles if you want to come by.
So tell me, for people who are not into making ice cream, or they don't feel like putting that bowl in the freezer or making 24 hours, do you recommend popsicles for folks, or should they just come by one of your restaurants?
Obviously, you know, it's funny because everybody thinks you have to have this multi-$1,000 machine to make your ice cream, and that's not true. There's great tabletop ice cream makers. You know, how often are you going to make it at home? You know, once, twice a month, maybe, if you're lucky. So you can go online and buy a great machine that you don't have to put the bowl in the freezer like you used to. It'll do it for you. And I would recommend that you invest in one of those if you're going to do it. But for us, you know, we use a lot of yogurt.
Okay.
For the kids, stay away from the ice cream, so it works out well.
Yeah, ice cream can be a little rich, and I've seen in New York Mag I think last weekend, the dining section of New York Times, they did this whole article about popsicles. I think it was like cool treats under $25 or something like that. It was a lot about popsicles and ice cream sandwiches. What do you think about the whole ice cream sandwich movement that's going on now?
I we don't do that often down there. I'm more into freezing the ice cream and then dipping them into chocolate, you know, and encasing them and enrobing them in the chocolate, white chocolate, dark chocolate.
Ooh.
So instead of getting the cookie and all the other mess in it, it makes it easier. Plus, our daughter doesn't have, she can't eat gluten.
Okay.
So it's a way to offer a gluten-free dessert, too.
Mm-hmm. So I have to ask you, people who listen to Hot Grease all the time, they should know the number one show people love to hear me talk about is Red Velvet Cake. I have to ask you about Red Velvet Cake. Are you infusing any Red Velvet Cake into your ice cream? Because there's an ice cream company here. I think it's a food truck, Cool Hoss. They have an ice cream that's like red velvet ice cream, whatever. I don't know. It's interesting.
I haven't done that. No. How about a what's the other one that's famous down there? Is a chess pie?
Oh yeah, it's almost like a buttermilk pie. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe I'll have to.
So, what's your take on red velvet cake? Is the best red velvet cake in Huntsville? Is it in Georgia? Is it in New York City? Where's the best red velvet cake?
You know, I'm not I'm a Yankee by heart.
Aha!
So you have to forgive me when you talk about those things. But I think, you know, I've had some really good ones here. But I would definitely say the best ones are probably made by somebody, a homemaker in Huntsville, by far.
Yeah, that chess pie, pecan pie, red velvet cake. But yeah, there's a great debate in New York City and definitely on Hot Grease about the best red velvet cake in New York. I haven't found it yet.
You haven't?
No.
I should have brought you one.
Oh, really? Well, where can I get it? Tell me.
I don't know, but I would find one from, I'd have some woman make it for you.
In Huntsville? Yeah, yeah. That's essentially the best one. So you have Cotton Row.
Yes.
You have Commerce Kitchen.
Right.
Since we're talking about desserts, Commerce Kitchen, you've talked about the ice cream at Cotton Row. What are some of the desserts that are on the menu at Commerce Kitchen?
Now, that fits the model for a true Southern restaurant. We do blackberry cobbler.
Oh, my God, yes.
Peach cobbler. We do a bunch of cobblers. We also do a chocolate cake that's got warm caramel and buttermilk ice cream.
That sounds absolutely marvelous. We're going to take a short break, y'all. Keep tuning in. We're going to be talking more Huntsville, Alabama food scene with Chef Jimmy Boyce. Keep listening. Welcome back to Hot Grease on Heritage Radio Network. Check our program schedule and show archives on HeritageRadioNetwork.com. We're chatting with Chef James Boyce, owner of Cotton Row and Commerce Kitchen in Huntsville, Alabama. So I want to get to the nitty gritty of Cotton Row. I absolutely love the name. I'm a Southerner, and I'm one of those Southerners that believes the South will rise again, but not in the real literal way. So I am just completely fascinated about the building that Cotton Row is located in. Tell me about the building.
Well, that was the big draw for me to move from beautiful Laguna Beach to warm Huntsville, Alabama. But when I saw the building, I knew something was really special because it was 1821 George Steele, who was famous for the antebellum and all the architecture of downtown Huntsville. So we knew it had some great characteristics, exposed brick that were handmade, hand-hewn beams, steel that was hand-forged. So it really had the characteristics that we were looking for to recreate a restaurant in downtown and save a lot of the characteristics of the early, you know, 1900s, not so much the 1800s.
So how long has Cotton Row been in downtown Huntsville?
Oh, it'll be 4 years on November 1st.
Yeah, and I'm absolutely amazed at your menu and the whole concept of Huntsville, because I don't equate Huntsville to being a foodie town. So I'm like, okay, I need to go to Alabama and go to Huntsville and check you out. What would I experience, like, as soon as I walk in the door at Cotton Row?
Well, maybe you'll see me.
Okay. I'd love to see chefs in the restaurant.
No. I think what you're surprised is that we've removed a lot of the walls to open it up and expose the bricks.
Mm-hmm.
Very simple, but elegant. The outside, we have a patio that's on the sidewalk that reminds you a lot of an urban city.
Okay.
Sliding glass doors that open up, so you have a very open air restaurant. A bar that's made out of reclaimed railroad steel.
Oh, wow.
And barn wood. We have a beautiful wine cellar downstairs. We have two beautiful lofts upstairs, which carry on the same characteristics as the rest of the restaurant and downstairs.
Oh, this seems like a very huge, gorgeous space.
It's not. It's only 22 feet wide. It's almost like a railroad car.
And let's talk about the food. Oh my gosh. I saw the menu last night when I was starving. I'm like, let me close my computer. Tell me about the food there.
Well, you know, my background, I started off at the culinary in Hyde Park.
Yes.
And then worked for Danielle in the 80s at Le Cirque. And then worked at the Phoenician in Scottsdale and a couple little odd jobs in around that. And then ended up at the Montage in Laguna Beach, California. So I think my cuisine, as you call it, is French-based. But going down there, you know, people are kind of amazed at what we have available down there, I think.
Oh, it's a culinary treasure, I mean, all the great food. I think I read somewhere, I can't remember. Huntsville is known as like it's some vegetable. Oh, my
watercress.
Gosh. That's it. I'm like, what? Watercress.
Can you imagine that?
What's up with that?
I don't know. They said, oh, it's the watercress capital of the world. And I was like.
So do you have a lot of watercress on the menu?
We do. We do. I actually know the family that has the watercress company. That's amazing how big it is. It supplies everything in this whole country as well as in the world.
So you have Cotton Row. Commerce Kitchen, how far are they? Are they both in downtown Huntsville?
They are on the same block, same side of the street.
And so what's the concept for Commerce Kitchen?
Commerce Kitchen is a, we call it homespun cooking, but it's, I was just saying to somebody that was asking me about it. It's, you know, you have Cotton Row where we source out all these amazing fish and meat and people growing us vegetables and things of that nature, where Commerce Kitchen, we take the best of what we have and cook it and serve it with great mashed potatoes, grits. A woman brings us the best beans in the field or squash. So, you know, you've heard of meat and threes, right?
Of course. I mean, well, I grew up in Athens, Georgia. I mean, I grew up. Yeah,
we're talking the same language. And when I got there, I was kind of amazed at what, you know, was going on with these meat and threes. So we have a glorified, I'd say, like a meat and three.
Okay, so you, so Commerce Kitchen is the elevated meat and three in Huntsville.
I wouldn't, you know, it's better than that. I mean, it, that sounds great, but if people have this perception, if you've ever eaten at a meat and three, you get the peas and the carrots and the scoop of whatever.
Carrots, like mac and cheese, like one starch that, you know, puts you in a coma afterwards and...
Exactly. But if you go to Commerce, like we do a great chicken dish, we do steaks, we do an incredible pork chop, we do turkey, we do a veal dish, we do a lamb dish, we do some hush puppies with fried catfish.
Oh my God. You know?
So we play off those old recipes that people might have sitting in their, you know, the junior league cookbook. And people
the
come
junior
in.
League. Can oh, I haven't heard that in forever.
Yeah.
So tell me this. We're talking food and Huntsville. I know some people are probably listening. A lot of our listeners are from New York, from the West Coast, and definitely I have a ton of listeners in the South. What do you say for folks? They're like, food in Huntsville. Yeah, right. What do you say to that?
Well, I mean, I thought the same thing before I left California. I was at great places and garnered lots of awards, and when I got there I was like, God, this is what's, you know, you look at that slow food movement that everybody talks about. Yeah. You look at farm to table. People live their lives like that down there. Like you growing up in Athens, it wasn't like they just cooked it to show people and throw it out. They canned it, they preserved it, they froze it, they did all those things. And we're kind of, I think, very fortunate down there because we know the people that grow our foods.
So, I mean, I absolutely love chefs that they're farm to table, but they don't have to say it in their PR release. They don't have to say it in their food. It just is. And what I'm hearing you say is your restaurant, it's just a part of the community in Huntsville, meaning you're sourcing and getting food from folks who are like the watercress guy, like the person that's getting peas and beans straight from their garden, and you don't have to really say farm to table.
I don't think we really want to project ourselves as that. It's funny because we have people pull up to the restaurant, and once you start talking like that, mm-hmm. you sort of sound like Mayberry RFD, you know, or something to that effect. So what we do is, it's funny, you go to these farmer markets that are local, and then you really get to know these people, and their kids drop off their vegetables that they've grown for you. We were talking about, you know, knowing people. Well, we have a guy that grows our tomatoes. And first year we met him, he had 50 plants. Second year, 100. You know, and then we started using them in all of our restaurants, and now he's our main supplier.
Oh, wow. So it's just a single person that lives in Huntsville that started. That's a really cool story, and that says a lot to, you know, what one restaurant alone, and we're talking about four restaurants, can do in terms of changing the food system and providing jobs or at least income for someone in small or big city.
But I think, you know, you have a tendency to take better care of food when you know where it comes from. I think throughout my career, you always had this kind of a persona that chefs were wasteful, that, you know, they only kept the best and threw out the rest. And you know, when you see a guy drop this stuff off at your restaurant and realize that he's down on his hands and knees and he's picking it, or this woman that's spent the whole 4 months trying to make enough money through the summer that's going to last the winter time, mm-hmm. you sort of cherish what they give you, and you're going to use every part of it. Instead of, oh, you're going to cut the bulb off and throw out the greens. Or,
exactly.
You know, and that's what I think we still have a lot to learn from, like this farm to table attitude or whatever you want to call it. It's sort of like being more resourceful with what we get from our environment.
Totally. We're going to take a short break. We're definitely going to come back and talk more Huntsville, the food scene in Huntsville, and other super cool stuff. Keep listening, folks.
Carry me home so I can
Welcome back to Heritage Radio Network. I'm your host, Nicole Taylor. Hot Grease is produced and engineered by Jack Inslee. Let me give a Southern Girl's hug to Roberta's Restaurant, located at 261 Moore Street in Brooklyn, New York. The location of two sustainable shipping containers known as Heritage Radio Network. In the studio is Chef James Boyce. Mr. Boyce leads an outdoor lifestyle in Huntsville with his wife and children. I had to put that in there because I absolutely love the last sentence of your bio. The outdoor lifestyle. What does that mean from, you know, a person who's lived in New York and worked in restaurants for over 25 years? What does that mean, outdoor lifestyle?
We live in a lean-to.
Huh?
We live in a lean-to.
What is that?
No, I'm kidding you. No, we just spend a great deal of time outdoors. And believe it or not, Huntsville, you know, not in 100-degree heat and 99% humidity, but I think for the most part, you know, where we live and how we take advantage of the outside, we have great lakes, we have great hiking, we have very mountainous areas. It's similar to the Hudson Valley when you look at the topography.
So are you growing any food or raising any chickens, or do you have a whole bunch of dogs? Or
yeah, you're really trying to paint a good picture, huh?
Well, hey, when I saw outdoor lifestyle, I'm like,
We hunt and fish and we don't. But it sounds good.
It does. I mean, look, you're in Huntsville. You're in the South. You could take like a fishing trip, a for real fishing trip. And
we go to the beach.
Yeah, there's a beach in Gulf Shores?
Gulf Shores.
Yeah, people love the Gulf Shores.
It's amazing.
So speaking of Gulf Shores and the local economy in Huntsville, so what is the main, I always equate Huntsville to NASA. What's the main economy in Huntsville?
Well, there's, you know, it's NASA is a big part of it. There's the Redstone Arsenal, which holds every major branch of the military. You have a lot of military support systems. You know, aerospace is there, obviously. Defense is there. But, you know, we have a great variety, I would say. It's not just based on one, but, you know, you have banking. You have a lot of development there that's going on that's not happening anywhere else in the country.
So, as you know, you heard at the top of the show, Whole Foods Market is sponsoring today's Hot Grease on Heritage Radio Network. I know that there has to be a Whole Foods Market in Huntsville. Really? There's not?
They're trying to put one in there.
Oh, I am completely shocked. I mean, knowing that the income levels, at least my perception of what the income levels are in Huntsville, and you have, you know, four fabulous restaurants, I am so shocked.
Maybe there's a new market for us there.
So Whole Foods, as always, I know you guys are going to listen to the show. What's up with the Huntsville Whole Foods?
I know. There's not. I think they're trying to put one in there, which would be nice.
So, family and right. Your restaurant. Mm-hmm. Your restaurant is a family affair.
100%.
Yes. So your wife is actually the wine director at both or just one of the restaurants?
She does all of it.
Oh, wow. So how is that working with because I'm always like, could I work with my husband 24 hours a day? How is that?
It's interesting. It takes some patience, you know, for a lot of years until we opened the restaurants. I was the boss and everybody just did what I said. Now I do what she says.
Speaking of family, a lot of times, I mean, I think about Roberta's here in Brooklyn. Everyone knows everyone. People are connected from the folks that are like doing the dishes in the back or the servers in some kind of way. They're like, oh, this used to be my roommate. Do you find the same things going on in your restaurants in Huntsville?
Yeah, very much so. You have, I think in the middle level, like you were saying, from the wait staff to the dishwashers to the support, very, very connected. And everybody knows everybody in Huntsville.
So before you came along, were there any restaurants doing what you're currently doing now? Because in addition to Commerce Kitchen and Cotton Row, you have two other concepts. Were you the first person or pioneer in downtown Huntsville?
I think we're probably the first that's taking it to the next level. I think there's been several people that have come in, and there were great restaurants before us. But the longevity effect or factor never really took place. So they didn't really last that long. I think we're more diverse than most people because we opened Italian pizza, pasta, simpler foods that's connected to the museum. Commerce is a lower price point than Cotton Row. We kind of covered all of our bases, so we're the first that has multi-unit different restaurants.
And you're definitely a out-of-the-box thinker because you brought me a wonderful gift. Thank you for my gift. You have a line of candles.
Right.
And so how did this come about? And are you selling these in one of your stores? Or
They're nationally distributed. Several different big accounts have them.
I love this box.
And that's been out about 4 or 5 years now. And I'd met the husband and wife that have a huge candle company in California, Valespa.
Yeah, they're the best.
And I did their wedding. So long story short is we became friends, and I came up with this crazy idea to do some food scents. So we did some candles. We have body lotion. We did some hand scrub. We do body wash.
So you gave me the black chanterelle and cardamom flower. I can't wait to smell it. That's how you know a good... Look, I judge a good restaurant, and when I go in the bathroom and this gorgeous scent... that's not the only thing I judge, but it's like two thumbs up when I go in there. It's like, oh, the candles in the bathroom, it smells so good. And they have the top of the line hand soap. I really get excited.
See? So you'll love our restaurant.
Exactly. I really get excited. So for folks who are listening, you definitely have a website that's all about all of your endeavors and talks about your 25 plus years in the culinary industry. Where can folks find out about Cotton Row and Commerce Kitchen?
Well, they can go on our website at chefboyce.com or cottonrowrestaurant.com or boycerestaurantconcepts.com.
Do you need reservations for both any of those?
I would say you should call ahead, but we can always, you know, we have great bar area. We can always put you somewhere.
And private events, because I'm thinking, I think I've been to Huntsville because of, there are like two colleges there. Two or three colleges.
Yeah, there's UAH, UAB.
Yeah, and you have Alabama A&M.
And Oakwood.
Oh, that's right. Oakwood is there. That's a small 7-day Venice black school that's in Huntsville. I forgot all about that.
Phenomenal school.
Yeah. So I'm assuming that there is room in your restaurant for private events.
Oh, lots of it. We have a great loft area at Cotton Row.
So folks, if you're listening, you're from Atlanta. Most of my listeners from Atlanta. You have folks in Huntsville, and you're trying to find a great spot because your menu definitely speaks to people who are looking for a food that is going to speak to the grandmother, to the young 20-something. Check out Mr. James's Boyce's two restaurants, and then the other two. We didn't say the name of the other two. Let's give a quick plug to the other two.
We have Panna Avino down at the Huntsville Art Museum. We have James Steakhouse.
That just opened.
That's true. And Humphrey's Bar and Grill and Mason's Pub.
All right, folks. You heard it here first on Hot Grease on Heritage Radio Network. Thanks so much for joining us in the studio. Thank you for my candle.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thanks for my candle. Thank you again, folks, for listening to Hot Grease. You can join me every Monday at 3:30 on Heritage Radio Network. Until then, always take the road less traveled. Makes no difference what
you buy in. Thanks for listening to this program on the Heritage Radio Network. You can find all of our archived programs on heritageradionetwork.com, as well as a schedule of upcoming live shows. You can also podcast all of our programs on iTunes by searching Heritage Radio Network in the iTunes Store. You can find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter for up-to-date news and information. Thanks for listening.
This is Behind the Scenes Food News with Katie Kiefer. Removing barriers to better quality locally raised meats is one step further along the process. The Niche Meat Processor Assistance Network, or NMPAN, is connecting people across the country with information, tools, and each other. The organization is part of the Cooperative Extension Systems Extension, an internet-based collaborative learning service that consolidates the resources of the land-grant universities. The NMPAM affiliates are now available in almost 40 states and allow the co-coordinators to link people who need help with those who can offer it, such as extension staff members, state departments of agriculture, and markets with experience in small meat processing. They offer webinars, business plans, and hands-on help for processors or wannabe processors. More information is offered at their website, www.nichemeatprocessing.org. This has been Behind the Scenes Food News with Katie Kiefer.
Finger on the Pulse and City Winery are proud to present the Summer Barbecue Blowout Festival, August 6th, from noon to 4 p.m. The barbecue is happening at City Winery, located at 155 Varick Street in New York City. Restaurants featured at this event are Empire Mayonnaise, Van Dag, Momofuku Milk Bar, Imperial No. 9, Mile End, Mexico, Kraft, Dizzy's Club, Coca-Cola, The Meatball Shop, and Dos Toros. Providing the soundtrack for the day are Midnight Magic, Pewter Magic, New Villager, Punches, Ducky, DJ Autobot, and the Snacky Tune DJ. VIP and general admission tickets are available at citywinery.com. Finger on the Pulse of City Winery, we'd like to thank our sponsors, Heritage Foods USA, New York Magazine, Reka Vodka, Sonar, Smile, Guilt City, Sub-Zero, and Wolf. Please come out and join us for a day of fun, food, and dancing. For more information, go to www.fotpnyc.com.